Welcome to Radio Islam International and welcome to the weekly Thursday morning edition of the Household Express, a program dedicated to all your homemaking needs. I am Sister Mara and I'm Dikare Chai Prayam and Adihava Surti, delighted to be in your company up to 11 a.m. this morning. Well, we're just waiting for Auntie Hava to get settled in the studio. And, let us give you a brief update on what you can look forward to in today's program. We're going to commence with the health segment. And we have Sister Zaida Muhammad back online with us. And our topic of discussion today is lactose intolerance. So Sister Zaida will be sharing some informative advice on lactose intolerance. Then in the cooking and baking segment, today we're talking all about, we're going to be talking about cooking and baking abbreviations. Now, you know, sometimes when it comes to cooking and baking, we actually come across abbreviations like TSP. What does TSP stand for? Well, it's teaspoon. Then what does TBLSP stand for? It's tablespoon. So many of us are not familiar with it, so we're actually taking you through a few of those abbreviations. Then we're also going to be talking about all about ground beef that you mince, the types of mince, how to buy, store, and some cooking tips and things you can make with mince. And the recipes you can look forward to is a chicken kebab curry, mushroom and curry cheese kebabs, and spaghetti mince casserole. And today's question we're asking you is, mince really goes a long way. And what type of meals you prepare with mince? So we'd love to hear from you. You can WhatsApp us on 072-786-1548 or even follow me on Instagram, Amara_Mullah. Let's say assalamu alaikum to Aunty Khadija and Aunty Hava. Assalamu alaikum, Aunty Khadija. How are you keeping?
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, and I hope all the listeners are also well.
Aunty Hava, how are you keeping?
Alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum salam, and hope all the visitors, not the visitors, sorry, the listeners are all ears for our program today.
Inshallah, yes. Well, let's commence today's program with lactose intolerance, and we're crossing over to Komatipur with Sister Zaida. Assalamu alaikum, Zaida, how are you keeping? And welcome back to the airways of Radio Islam International.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Sister Amara?
Alhamdulillah, Zaida. How are you keeping? How's your family?
Alhamdulillah, all are well.
Okay.
How's the ladies in the studio? And inshallah, hoping all the listeners are well also.
Alhamdulillah, yes, we all are well.
Okay. Zaida, as a child, you guzzled liters of milk. But now, a number of years later, you start noticing that dairy doesn't always agree with you. For some, however, it's a lot more than a vague, unpleasant feeling, and many people experience symptoms like bloating, headache, stomach cramping, and diarrhea, all signs of lactose intolerance. Now, what exactly is lactose intolerance?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Lactose intolerance is a common digestive problem where the body is unable to digest lactose. It's a type of sugar which is mainly found in a product like milk. And symptoms of lactose intolerance usually develop within a few hours of consuming food or drink that contains lactose.
Okay, yes, that's... And you know, many people today are lactose intolerant, but they're not even aware of it. So, Zaida, what really causes lactose intolerance?
It's actually caused by the body's inability to effectively digest lactose due to malabsorption or levels of lactase produced in the digestive tract, low levels of lactase. So this seems to occur for two main reasons. One is genetics and aging, diet, other stresses. So as we age, lactose production decreases, leading to intolerance in individuals that have otherwise never had any signs of lactose intolerance. So in addition, lactose intolerance can also result from surgery, injury, illness, and even certain cancer treatments. Common conditions that can contribute include gastroenteritis, IBS, Crohn's disease, celiac, and other conditions of the digestive tract, including candida overgrowth as well as leaky gut syndrome. So even cases of the flu can cause intolerance. However, often once the symptoms, once you feel better, then your symptoms also fade over time. So lactose intolerance is most common in people of African, Asian, Hispanic, and American Indian descent.
And you know, you know today you meet so many people and say, no, I can't handle milk, and now I've become lactose intolerant. So, you know, tell us more about that.
Yes, you know, lactose intolerance is a prevalent and distressing condition that affects an estimated 75% of individuals across the globe. So what exactly is lactose? It's a sugar that is found in milk products. And in order to digest the sugar properly, the small intestine produces this enzyme called lactase. So our body makes lactase, and lactase is responsible for breaking down the lactose into glucose and galactose so the body can absorb it. And when the body's ability to make lactose diminishes, the result is lactose intolerance. So the symptoms of lactose intolerance arises when the body is unable to digest the lactose and it is not properly absorbed.
Yes, interesting. Now, you know, another very common question, Zaida, is the types of milk a problem when it comes to lactose intolerance?
You see, the problem today is our common milk undergoes a pasteurization process which dramatically reduces essential nutrients, including vitamins A, C, E, B complex, and important minerals like iron, zinc, and of course calcium. So the natural enzymes that help our bodies digest dairy products are destroyed, while the protein and immunoglobulins are damaged. So therefore, you won't be able to process the milk anymore. And the key to consuming dairy products while eating a lactose intolerant diet is to choose raw, unpasteurized products made from pasteurized, not pasteurized, cow, goat, and sheep milk.
And you know, many people don't actually like goat milk. They feel it has a funny smell. The smell puts them off. And then secondly, it's the taste as well. But indeed, it is quite healthy. Okay. Now, we already mentioned the common symptoms of lactose intolerance, like it's diarrhea, gas, bloating, swelling of the abdomen, abdominal pain, cramping, and I suppose even acne, Zaira. What has acne got to do with it?
Yes, even vomiting, nausea, migraines, and acne, we are usually told to stop eating chocolate if we have acne. And it's actually because of lactose intolerance.
Now, so when exactly does lactose intolerance affect the person? You know, how does it exactly affect that person?
You know, warnings of lactose intolerance can arise anywhere from 30 minutes to 2 days after the consumption of dairy products. And it can range from mild to severe. And most immediate reactions are caused by the body not having the enzymes to digest the lactose sugar, and the intestines contract as a reaction. So if you have had an ongoing intolerance, more extreme headaches, migraines, or bloating can occur over the course of up to 2 days from these undigested particles entering your body, especially if you have a leaky gut. So the severity of lactose intolerance symptoms depends upon personal tolerations and the amount consumed.
So anyone with lactose intolerance have to avoid all dairy products. Am I right, Zaira?
No, not all dairy products cause these unpleasant symptoms of lactose intolerance. In fact, if you have good raw or sourced yogurt, which has live active cultures with sugar-free, colorant-free, additive-free, they do not produce these symptoms. And as the active cultures break down lactose prior to consumption. And depending on the severity of your intolerance, it may be necessary to take a break from dairy while you are healing. But I believe that the lactose intolerance diet don't have to be a permanent sacrifice.
So what is a lactose intolerance diet then, Zaira?
We can take organic fermented dairy, as I mentioned about the yogurt. It improves the digestibility of the lactose, fats, and protein in dairy, and it also helps to spur healthy digestive processes of other foods. You may choose to eliminate all dairy products for a certain amount of time to help reduce the symptoms and help your body to heal, but ideally you can begin to swap out regular dairy for fermented dairy, which can help the digestive tract and has enzymes that will actually aid your digestion. Then we did speak about the goat's milk. It's more easily absorbed and assimilated in the body. And the actual fat particles in goat's milk are smaller, and they contain lower concentrations of lactose. Then what we can do is we can consume digestive enzymes at the beginning of each meal, or we can add extra cumin, ginger, clove, cardamom, turmeric, black pepper to our dishes. All these help to decrease the probability that partially digested foods, including proteins, fats, and carbohydrates, will sit in the gut. Then we can supplement with probiotics. It's an essential part of a lactose intolerance diet. We can take sauerkraut, kimchi. They are both made from fermented cabbage and other vegetables that are nutrient-rich, with enzymes that help to digest the food. And then we can also incorporate healthy-rich foods in a lactose-intolerance diet. So include raw milk, yogurt, cooked kale, raw cheese, sardines, and broccoli. We can also use foods rich in vitamin K, like greens, leafy greens, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, broccoli, cucumbers, dried basil. In addition, raw cheese, egg yolk, dark chicken meat, and butter is also rich with this essential vitamin. Bone broth to your diet as essential to healing the gut and help body overcome food intolerances, sensitivities, even allergies, including dairy, gluten, while improving joint health, boosting the immune system, and reducing cellulite. Then we can use coconut oil, which is one of the most amazing foods. It's easily converted to energy in the body. It helps improve digestion, balance blood sugar, burn fat, balance hormone levels. It also kills bad bacteria, fungi, helps balance candida in the body. So for individuals limiting their traditional dairy intake, coconut oil should be included in their diet.
Mm-hmm. Another very interesting question, Zara. What about ghee? Is this also off limits?
Ghee has been used for thousands of years to improve digestive function. It reduces inflammation, support weight loss, strength and bones, and so much more. Mm. But the most important factor for individuals with lactose intolerance is that ghee contains no lactose.
Interesting. Yes. Zara, your closing remarks for this program, the topic of discussion, lactose intolerance.
If you think that you may have lactose intolerance, instead of going on lactose-free milk, try cutting out dairy products from your diet for a few weeks and follow the things I've just mentioned, and inshallah you'll become symptom-free and you can start consuming pure raw milk again.
Inshallah. Zara, jazakallah so much for the informative information on lactose intolerance, and please give us your Instagram account number so listeners can follow you on Instagram as well.
It's dormant at the moment.
Okay, that's fine. Inshallah it will be soon up and running again. And but if you need Zara's contact number, it's with Sister Faiza, 011-854-7022. Faiza will glad to assist you with Sister Zara's number. Sister Zara, jazakallah khair. Inshallah, we chat to you in a month's time again with another nice topic.
Inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum. You too, jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Well, that was Sister Zara Muhammad from Kamatipur, and our topic of discussion was on lactose intolerance. Let's go for a short break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about cooking and baking abbreviations and all about ground beef that's minced and some lovely recipes coming up. And our question for today is, mince goes a long way. What type of meals do you prepare with mince? We'd love to hear from you. 072-786-1548. That's a WhatsApp number. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. Well, let's now go on to cooking and baking abbreviations. And Auntie Hava, what exactly is cooking and baking abbreviations?
It's like short terms used to actually describe the ingredient that you're going to be using. Like, for example, amount, AMT, will tell you the amount of flour, sugar, etc. that you would need.
Mm-hmm. Right? And what are the most common abbreviations used today, like in...
Teaspoon, tablespoon, cup measures.
Yes.
And... block measures, like when you're cutting up your butter or margarine, whatever it is you're using. So those are common ones.
Okay. Also, another common one would be if they say BP, baking powder, or bicarbonate of soda.
Baking soda.
But you need to be careful, because BP would be baking powder. And then bicarb, maybe they would do
B-I-C-A-R-B.
Bicarb, yes. Okay. And then also another familiar one is capital C, or C would be for cup.
For the cups, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then another one I came across was,
Deletus also is
deletus also, mm-hmm. and then not very commonly used and very well known also. If they say EF, it will be egg free.
Free, yes.
Okay, and DF will be dairy free.
Dairy free, yeah.
Yes, and I think you know if you go onto the internet and you just Google cooking and baking abbreviations, you will come a whole. You can actually download it and print it and keep it in your kitchen.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because if you've got teenage girls, young girls in the kitchen, at least they can also know how to use it as well. Then grams will either be GMS.
Yes.
Yeah. For grams. And another common one would be also...
kilograms.
Kilo would be kg.
Kg.
And G would be just be grams.
Just be grams, yeah.
Grams. And then gallon would be?
G-A-L.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then liter...
will be L
L
L T
L T and then a pound.
A pound.
L B.
L B is a pound.
The L B one.
And then also what I've also came across something was when they say like a dash or a pinch. Mm. How much is a dash and how much is a pinch?
A dash would usually come from a bottle that has a perforated lid. So you just you know, just once.
Okay.
And a pinch, you use your index finger and your thumb and take a nice good pinch.
Yes.
Pinch.
Okay. Then if they ask for firmly packed, okay,
then you've got to put your ingredients with a cup or whatever and you level it out and you can even press it down a bit. So that becomes like sugar, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Sugar is very loose. Mm. It's granular, right?
Yes.
So to make, especially that muscovado sugar, it's little... or the dark brown sugar, so you pack that using a spoon or a knife.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Then lightly packed would now be?
Say, example, you're going to
your
do flour.
Flour.
You first break, mix it up in your container, and then you measure, you loosen it up as it were, and then you measure out your flour.
Okay.
Don't shake the cup.
Just as is.
Yes.
Just as is. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to even and level.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I think, a lot of mistakes we make there.
Yes.
You know, even and level would be now a level cup or a level teaspoon or a tablespoon. Mm-hmm. That means you need to level it down with a...
with the back of a knife or a spatula.
Or something.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Then rounded now, that's quite interesting here.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's... sort of like a heap, isn't it? Like round.
Yes. Rounded. Yeah, it's like as much as you have in the measuring spoon, the top must be more or less the same.
It must be sort of round.
Round, okay.
Yes.
Heaped. That's where I think we actually confuse ourselves.
Yes.
Round,
and, round
heaped.
And heaped.
And heaped, yeah.
So heap will be higher than round.
Yes.
Yes, should be.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then obviously sifted, now you're going to sift it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's my... And then I think it's important to actually know your cooking and baking abbreviations.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's quite important because even if you look at, you know, there's a whole table, you can actually download the whole table from the internet and, you know, keep it with you. In that way, you'll be able to, you know, it will help you in your cooking and baking as well.
And the recipe books also have the measurements.
Yes, they normally do.
In the index, yeah.
In the index, yes. Mm-hmm. Some recipe books do have that, yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's now go on to our other topic of discussion today, and it's all about mince.
Mm-hmm.
What exactly is mince, Auntie Khadija?
Mince is meat that has been grinded through a mincer, and that is what you call. Like you can use chicken fillet for mince, or beef mince, or mutton. Everything has to be grounded in a mincer, and that is your mince.
Okay.
And now you get different types of mince, all different. You get lean, you get fatty mince. Now it's entirely up to you what you want to do.
Auntie, however, you can make your own mince.
Yeah, I used to until recently.
Yeah, those days, everything's so easy.
Then you just wash your meat and you can carry on. Then you don't have to rewash when you are cooking.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And like Auntie Khadija said, there's so many different types of mince. Like if you look at the beef mince now, mm-hmm. you know, you get different types of beef mince. Perhaps Auntie Hava can take us through some of that.
Like Auntie Khadija mentioned, you get sometimes, it depends on the amount of fat the mince has. Mm-hmm. If you want nice fatty mince, then you go for that particular packing. or if you want a plain lean mince, you can actually see it, you know, the little white spots in your food. But if you are if you want extra lean, then you buy your own beef, wash it, and grind it yourself.
Mm. Okay. And, you know, from what part of the cow do you get the best mince?
I would say from the rump, ne?
Yes. From definitely, the rump. Yes.
From the rump.
The rump steak.
Okay. And if you want to make your own mince now, how much your piece of chunk now be? Must it be frozen, half frozen, slightly frozen?
Slightly frozen.
It has to be semi-frozen because or else it goes, it normally gets stuck sometimes to the machine, to the blade and stuff. So it's nicely semi-frozen. Mm. It goes very easily through the machine.
Okay. And now, if you're going to the butcher store now, and you know how to buy your, you know, if you want to buy mince, obviously you're going to say, I want that mince with not so much fat. I want a steak mince or a mutton mince or a goat mince. And when you bring it home now, how would you store it if you're not going to be cooking it the same day? So you're going to be cooking it the next day now. I know mince is something that goes off very quickly.
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm. It does get very quickly.
Well, if you are using it the next day, then there's no need to freeze it.
Just leave it in the fridge.
But keep it in a cool place.
Yes. Yeah. Has to be in a cool place.
Yeah. How do you know mince is already gone off?
By the smell.
It gives a smell very quickly off. Really goes very quickly.
And it may turn a slight grayish.
It gets more darker. Mm. Then you must smell the meat and you'll see that it's already
not good to use.
Okay. You know, like I said in my question earlier on, mince goes a long way. What type of meals do you prepare with mince? So, you know, what type of meals? I think there's so many meals you can actually prepare with mince.
There is a lot of mince dishes.
Like, you can make like a mince curry.
Yes.
Different types of mince curries.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then the listener wants to know is, why, you know, when you're making a mince curry, do you have to, like a mince curry, like a gravy curry, do you have to braise your mince?
You must braise the mince whenever you are cooking because you must sear the outside. You must remember there are tiny granules of meat and lots of surface area of the meat is being exposed. So if you're going to sear the little granules of mince meat, then you are keeping the nutrients in and it becomes a little bit softer and it is tastier. So you must braise it before you... Then you can add your water later to make it into a gravy sort of curry.
Yes.
Okay. And, okay, that goes back to our question we're asking the listeners. Mince goes a long way. What type of mince do you prepare with mince? 072-786-1548. That's our WhatsApp number. Then also, Adikrecha, what type of curries can you make with mince?
There's so many different types of curries that you can make normally. One of the well-known ones is mince and bhaji, which goes very well as a breakfast, lunch, or supper. Or you can serve it with curry curry. Or you make a nice chicken mince curry, beef mince, mutton mince, normal curry, which goes also a long way. Then you can make it in a kebab form, and you can make a mince rice. There's so many on the market. And so many savouries you can make.
Samosas is one of the famous ones.
Oh, yes, one of the famous ones.
Then like your casseroles, your patties, your fricadelles, your lagans.
And it mixes easily with things like pasta and, you know, rice.
Even mince bhajas go so
nice. Mince bhajas also go very well.
Okay, even pizza toppings.
Yes.
Then you get your meatloaves as well.
Mm.
So there's so many things you can do with mince, you know. And, okay, we've got a question here. A question, this lady is responding to our question. She says, Salams, my kids don't like plain mince, curry and potatoes. We love it when growing up. I make cottage pie and today I'm making lasagna.
Uh-huh.
Also make kebabs and patties with mince.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Jazakallah for sharing. Then, alright, let's just check for our time. Okay, let's go to our recipe. Let's go for a short break and we're going to share with you the lovely recipes. Adikrecha, what recipes do you have for us today?
Today, the recipes are a chicken kebab curry, spaghetti and mince casserole, and a mushroom and kiri cheese kebab.
Okay, let's go for a break. When we come back, we're going to be sharing the recipes and then also taking your questions or concerns on cooking mince or any other cooking and baking questions or concerns. So 072-786-1548 is our WhatsApp number for today's program. So stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. We'll be talking about ground beef, that's a mince. Before we go through the recipes, Auntie Hava, what's the proportion of meat to fat when you're buying in a butcher's, like your mince?
Okay, when the butchers make their mince, mm-hmm. they usually take 3/4 of the meat and 1/4 fat. And if you're using steak mince, it's very, very dry. Mm-hmm. So in order to counteract that dryness, you can take half steak mince and half mutton mince and mix them together. Because mutton mince is much softer and a little bit juicier.
And
so then you get a good ratio of fat and meat together.
You know, many people are for that, many people are not for that.
It depends on
each individual.
Yes, on India.
Okay. So, and many people don't like mutton mince as well. Mm. They believe it's a smell and things like that. And I think also if you're using mince, if you're cooking mince, however you're using it, you need to spice it nicely.
And you have to braise it.
Braise it properly. Mm. Even your samosa mince.
Yes.
Braising it, use the back of a spoon to take out all the lumps.
Yes. To break up it. Yeah.
Because what's going to happen, you're going to find that you're going to get raw, that taste.
That aftertaste.
That aftertaste. So I think it's very important, you know, when you're making mince. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go to the recipes. When we come back, we're going to be talking more about mince, taking your questions or concerns. And it's 072-786-1548. And what type of meals do you prepare with mince? We'd love to hear from you. Okay, the first recipe is a chicken kebab curry.
Okay, for the chicken kebab curry, you need 1/2 kilo of chicken mince, 1 onion grated, squeeze out excess water, 3 slices of bread, crust removed, soak in water, squeeze out excess water. Then you add green chilies, salt, garlic, 1 egg, ground dana, greens and ground jiro. You mix all this together and you form them into balls, right? Now for your tomato chutney, you boil 3 tomatoes, liquidize, put oil in a pot, add mustard seeds, green whole chilies, add red chilies, arad, salt, and bring all this to boil. Add 1/2 cup of tomato sauce. Roll your kebabs and put into the chutney. Do not stir the pot. Shake pot. Do not let it get dry. Keep it saucy. Enjoy. Try it in a tested recipe. Mm-hmm. It's a very simple recipe, but it's very nice and it's soft, the kebabs.
You see, and the nice chicken, because it gets firm quickly. I know that chicken mince gets firm very quickly.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, here's another question, Auntie Hava and Etikaja. When you're making kebabs, some people want to know, why does their kebabs remain soft? It doesn't get too firm. It's too soft or it's too hard. So what are they doing wrong?
Okay.
Let's go to too soft now. It's sort of breaking.
You see what happens? I don't know. The mince, you have to... Your mince must be drained very nicely off, first of all. And then to make it soft, you need to add either your onion, egg or bread in the onion to make it nice and soft.
Okay. Now, what firms... What keeps the kebab mixture firm?
The
bread and the egg.
Egg,
okay.
Yes.
So if you're not eating too much of that, it's going to break.
Okay. You can even use dried breadcrumbs instead of
bread. Yes, and you don't want a very hard kebab either.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Mostly people want a nice soft kebab, so this is the ingredient.
And a nice saucy one. I see with the tomato chutney, as you boil your
tomatoes. You must boil. It makes such a big difference when you boil your tomatoes in it. You'll
see a nice red tomato.
Yes, it has to be.
Talking about tomato, I see the prices have gone up.
Oh, okay.
Yes, compared to last week and this week, I see the prices of tomatoes has gone up again.
Okay.
I suppose it's seasonal as well.
Yeah, no, it is.
Okay. The next recipe is a spaghetti and mince casserole.
Okay, for the spaghetti and mince casserole, you boil your spaghetti and you set it aside. Then you prepare 1/2 kilo mince as per samosa mince. You boil 2 eggs. You make a white sauce with 3 cups of milk. Now, for your method, you layer your spaghetti at the bottom of a casserole dish, but add a little tomato sauce or any other chili sauce on your spaghetti. Then you add your mince on top of your spaghetti. Then slice egg and tomato on top of mince. Then make a nice white sauce and pour over the mince. Lastly, add a nice amount of cheese and bake till cheese melts.
Mm, lovely.
It's such a nice
thing. It's so nice for children. Yes, when they come from school, you get something nice ready for them, you know?
It is.
Okay. And our last recipe, it's a very nice recipe, mushroom and curry cheese kebab.
Okay, for the mushroom, it is a bit of a lengthy recipe, but it's worth to try. For mushroom and curry cheese kebabs, you need 1 kilo of mince, 1 big onion grated, 4 to 5 potatoes boiled and mashed, salt and pepper to taste, 4 tablespoons of green masala, 2 eggs, 2 tablespoons of dry dhania, fresh dhania and parsley. Then you take your 500 grams of kiri cheese with 2 punnets of mushrooms, salt and pepper. You cook your mushrooms with salt and pepper. Let it cool and then mix the kiri cheese and form into small balls and freeze. Now your method for your kebabs, you mix all your ingredients for your kebabs. Put your cheese mixture into the center and seal it nicely. You can shape them long, dip in egg and crumbs, and it's ready to freeze.
Mm-hmm. Lovely.
It's very yummy.
Okay. Recipes are on our website. Go to radioislam.co.za or call Sister Faiza on 011-854-7022. She will make a copy for you and you can come and pick it up, or she can add you to the mailing list where every week you receive the recipes that we're sharing. Okay, we've got some very interesting questions coming through, Auntie Kajandiyama.
Okay.
This one says, Salams, can I mix mutton and steak mince for samosa?
Oh, yes.
Definitely you can.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. But then again, you need to put your nice spices, your salt and
You see, it's very important to spice your mince nicely. In anything, for whether you're making your mince or you're cooking it or anything, you have to
spice it
nicely, masala it nicely.
Okay. Another very nice question coming through here. Salams, can we freeze mushrooms?
Not the raw one. Not the raw one. But if you have already cooked it, then you can freeze it.
But okay. It's preferred not to freeze.
But preferably not.
Because it has so much of water content in it. You find, even when you're cooking mushrooms, the amount of water that comes out of it is unbelievable.
It is.
Really. Okay, this one says, if you buy mince from the butcher, do you need to wash it and drain it at home, or can you just use as is?
It depends on how fussy you are.
Yes. You know, I would definitely want to wash it.
We wash it. I think the way we wash our mince, it's white.
Yeah.
The red won't even show.
And then you've got to drain it very well, at least 1.5 hours or so, to get every bit of water out. Otherwise,
if you're making kebabs and things like that,
you're going to have a very sloppy, wet mixture.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's very sloppish then.
Mm. And Kajja, if you're making a mince curry now, take us through a bit of a step-by-step mince curry recipe.
Okay, you normally make a nice vagar
of onions
with onion and jiru in there, and then once your onion is braised, I normally braise my masala first before I add my mince to it. You braise your masala for a while and add your mince. Now, this is very important. When you're braising your mince, you must make sure that all the water is burnt out. It's very important, because then you're going to get that aftertaste if you don't burn. Whether it's chicken mince, mutton mince, or beef mince, you have to make sure that your water is burnt out. Then you add your tomatoes and whatever veggies or whatever you want to add to it after that.
And if you want a nice thick gravy when you're making a mince curry,
you have to put a nice amount of tomatoes to make a nice thick gravy.
Coming back to mushroom, the listener says, we free raw mushrooms, stays perfectly, wash, cut up and freeze.
Okay.
Let's try it and test it. Now, if you're going to go and purchase mince from the butcher, do you say you want it ground once or ground twice? How does that work, Antiava?
It depends on how fine you want meat granules, right? The first grind is usually quite satisfying, because you are able to shape your whatever you are cooking, and it is more visible. If you grind it very fine, then it becomes like a paste, which is not very nice to work with.
Okay, yeah. Mm. It's too fine.
It's too fine.
It's more like crumbs.
Mm. Yes.
You know, this listener says, please share a recipe for spinach the way it's made in the Pakistani restaurants. My family enjoy mince curry with that spinach.
I haven't tasted that one.
I also didn't taste that spinach. No, I didn't.
Okay, and well, we can find out for you. I think they probably have their own way of cooking.
Exactly. Mince
with spinach. And we normally make
The mince is braised, then you add your spinach to it. Mm-hmm. And it tastes just so nice. And then, like you say, she wanted a sausage spinach, then you just add a bit of more tomatoes to it.
Mm-hmm.
But you can add your spinach after you braise your mince.
Yeah, towards the end of your cooking.
Yes. Then the listener wants to, when you're making metibajie and mince, when do you add your metibajie?
Well, after you braise your mince. After you braise your mince, then you chop your metibajie nicely. Once all that water is burnt, you add your metibajie with your tomato and you cook it on low heat and let it cook nicely. You'll get a nice thickish gravy out.
Okay. Another question, does mince have to be ground in a mincer or can you put the beef chunks in a major mix?
Yes, anyone.
One of them will be
would
okay.
Would it be the same?
Yes, it serves the same purpose.
Okay. And I think a lot of people find it easy to make chicken mince, but you put it into the major mix.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Instead of putting it into the mincer, the proper
into
mincer.
The mincer, yeah.
And I think with chicken, it will be like slightly frozen
as
well. Okay. Then a listener wants to know that... goat mince. Goat mince. Can you mix goat mince with mutton mince?
Yes. Why not? You can. You know why? Because, come I tell you
it's
something, the mince...
almost the same.
No, it isn't, Antihava. Goat mince is totally lean. There's no fat. You must remember goat got no fat in it. And mutton is very fatty.
A bit fatty, yeah.
So what happens to even out, you use half goat and half mutton.
Okay.
Or else it's going to be too dry, your goat mince.
Yes, okay. The sister has sent a picture. She washed mutton mince yesterday from full if red to white. She actually sent a picture. I think we're so fussy, you
yes,
know?
It is.
Okay, this one says, Assalamu alaikum. It is advisable from a health perspective. Sorry, she's asking a question. Is it advisable from a health perspective to mix chicken and mince, chicken and mutton mince for samosas? Well, we're not actually sure, sister. I think that you need to ask maybe your natural health specialist, like Sister Zaira.
Yes.
They will be able to give you more information on that as well. Okay. And, you know, a kilo of mince can take you a long way.
Yes.
Mince is something that has so much of
baraka in that. It is. It's definitely it is.
Like, for instance, you take 1 kilo of mince. Roughly, how many dozens of samosas would you get out of
you get about 7 to 8 dozens of samosas. You must get about that much.
Even you can even get about more.
Maybe
about
even more, depending how big your pearl is cut.
How many onions you put in?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
If you're making a degree, you cook for people.
Gee.
1 kilo of mince. How many people would eat from 1 kilo
you can,
of mince?
You
six
can
6 to 8.
6 to 8 people can nicely, comfortably eat.
I think even more than that.
Maybe even more.
If you're
more.
Making a gravy mince. Now.
Yes. Mm. Yes. But that's the ratio.
But so quite a bit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
A kilo of mince will give you how many dozen kebabs?
It depends on the size again, that you want your kebabs.
Yes. Yeah. Again, you get at least 6 dozens of kebabs out.
That's a lot.
Yes.
That
from
is a
kilo,
lot.
You get about 6 dozens of kebabs.
That is a lot.
Depending, like Antiyava said, on the size of the kebabs.
Okay. Then the listener wants to know, must I use plain ginger garlic masala when making a mince curry or the red masala?
Okay, now that is your own choice.
That's preference.
Whatever you prefer.
Hmm.
When I make it, I mix a little bit of the plain garlic masala and ginger garlic masala to my mince curry.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Another request, please share a method for mince acne. Okay, let's quickly share that method and we're going to end off today's program.
Okay. Well, for the mince acne, it's normally you boil your rice separately and then you cook your mince like a normal mince curry that you're cooking. The only thing I do is after the mince curry is cooked, I add a bit of yogurt in there. Mm-hmm. And then you layer your mince. First you put your rice at the bottom, then you put this mixture that you have mixed with the yogurt on top of the rice, then you fry potatoes, put it on top. You can add mixed vegetables. And lastly, you add your rice again and you steam this.
Give it a good steam.
And it comes out very, very nice.
You can put your mince, your mixed vegetables, your potato.
Yes.
You can put your slices of
you can boil egg. I normally boil egg and put it because my family loves egg. So you can put egg on top of it. So it's a nice, like a mince biryani.
And you can also fry the potato before you add it.
Yes. And it steams out so nice.
That's the normal basic mince.
And you put your fried onions in your mince.
Yes.
Like same as biryani.
Yes, you can do that over.
But I think you need to maybe add a little bit more extra spices.
Mm-hmm. And it must be a bit nice, not too dry, it must be a bit saucy.
Okay, and your tomato, do you put in
tomato,
as well?
Tomato, yes, you have to put tomato in.
Okay. Inshallah, back with you next week with another lovely informative program. I really learned so much from making mince and about beef and about the cooking and baking abbreviations as well. Mm-hmm. And also so much from Zaida on the lactose intolerance. And sometimes we don't realize, but sometimes when we have a cup of milk or yogurt or even ice cream and we feel upset, and we think, oh, now what's wrong with me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so many people are lactose intolerance out there. So, yes, we shared with you some very important advice. Inshallah, back with you next week for another lovely program. For myself, Amara, Auntie Hava, Auntie Kareja, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.